Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Chet. In this Perek, we will see a second attempt at capturing the city Ai. Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua, Al tira ve'al tehat, kach imecha et kol am milchama, ve'kum aleha Ai, ve'e natati beyadecha et melecha Ai, ve'et ammo, ve'et ido, ve'et arzo. Hashem told Yehoshua, don't be afraid, don't be scared. Take with you all the warriors of your nation. Get up and ascend to Ai. Understand, see that I have given in your hands the king of Ai, his nation, his city, and his land. Kol Ama Milchama is a large unit of warriors. Hazal say it was 60,000 people. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yehoshua, Kach imecha. This time, Yehoshua is leading the way himself. Take with you. And he's participating in the battle. Ve'asita la'ai umalka, ka'ashir asita liriho umalka, rak shilala uvhemta tavozu lachem, sim lecha orev la'ir me'achariha. And you shall do to Ai and its king, just as you did to Yericho and its king. The only difference is you may take the cattle and spoils for yourselves. Prepare an ambush for yourselves behind the city. Kashir asita Yericho, just as you did to Yericho, is a reference to Perek Vav Pasukaf Aleph. Kill everyone in the city to the mouth of the sword. Ul Malka, and you should also do just as you did to Yericho and its king. We didn't see what Bnei Yisrael did to the king of Yericho, but from what we'll transform in this battle, we'll find out what Bnei Yisrael did to the king of Yericho as well. Right over here, when we say Me'achareha, right behind the city, over here is west of the city. Bnei Yisrael now east of the city in Gilgal, right by the Jordan River. The back of the city from their current location is west of the city. Vayakom Yehoshua v'chol am ha-milchama la'alot ha'ai, v'yivhar Yehoshua 30,000 ish gibore ha-chayil, v'yishlachem laila. And Yehoshua got up, and all of the nation's warriors to ascend to Ai, and Yehoshua chose 30,000 mighty warriors and sent them at night. Now the Pesukim will go into detail of what Yehoshua told them before sending them off. Vaysav otam lemor, re'u atem orevim la'ir me'achare ha'ir, al tarchiku min ha'ir me'od, v'hitem kulechem nechonim. And he commanded them, saying, look, you are ambushing a city from behind the city, don't distance yourself from the city too much, and be prepared, all of you. Va'ani v'chol ha'am asher iti nikra v'la'ir, v'haya ki yaseu likratenu kasher barishona, v'nasnu lifnehem. And me, Yehoshua speaking of himself, and all the nation that's with me, will approach the city, and it will be when they come out to us just as they did the first time, we will run from them. We'll retreat. When it says over here, Nikrav el ha'ir, we approach the city, the Navi chose the same language as the Torahs. Right? When there's a mitzvah to fight the nations in Eretz Israel, the Pasuk says, Ki tikrav el ha'ir lehilachem aleha. Ve'yatzi'u acharenu. עד התיקנו אותם מן העיר, כי אומרו נשים לפנינו כאשר בראשונה, ונסנו לפניהם. And they will come out after us until we draw them away from the city. Because they'll say they're running away from us, just like the first time. And they will chase after us. ואתם תקומו מהעורב ורשתם את העיר, ונתנה אדוני אלוהיכם בידכם. And you, Yehoshua tells the ambush, the people in the ambush, get up from your ambush and conquer the city, and Hashem will give it, Hashem your God will give it into your hands. והיה כתופסכם את העיר, תסיתו את העיר באש, כי דבר אדוני תעשו, ראו, סיוויתי אתכם. And it shall be, when you seize the city, you shall light the city on fire, just like the word of God you shall do. See, I have commanded you. When the pasuk over here says, Tatsitu ta'ir ba'esh, kidvar Hashem ta'asu, right? Just like the word of Hashem. This is referring to the commandment to do ta'ai just as you did to Yericho. Right? Yericho was burnt, as we saw in Perek Vav, pasuk of Dalid. And that's exactly what Bnei Yisrael is supposed to be doing to Ai. Yehoshua just came up with a very clever plan of how to conquer the city of Ai. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to deliver Ai into his hands, he still came up with this plan, this military plan. Vayishtachem Yehoshua vayelechu el ha-ma'rav. וישבו בין בית אל ובין העי מים לעי, וילן יהושע בלילה ההוא בתוך העם. יהושע sent them, and they went to the ambush, and they sat, meaning they took their position, in between בית אל and in between עי, west of עי. And יהושע slept that night amongst the nation. Right? בתוך העם, amongst the nation, יהושע takes part in this battle. וישכם יהושע בבוקר ויפקוד את העם, ויעל הוא וזקני ישראל לפני העם העי. יהושע woke up in the morning, he inspected the nation, and he went up, him and the elders of Israel, in front of the nation, towards עי. יהושע is leading the way. וכל העם המלחמה אשר איתו עלו ויגשו ויבואו נגד העיר ויחנו מספון העי והגיא ביניו ובין העי. And all of the nation's warriors who were with him ascended, they approached and they came up to the city and they encamped north of Ai, and the valley was between them and between Ai. Right now we have Yehoshua and a large amount of people, the nation's warriors, situated north of Ai, and we have an ambush prepared to attack when Yehoshua flees, settled west of Ai. Right? This ambush we know is 30,000 people. So they're ready to go about their plan, and Yehoshua seems to add another reinforcement. Vayikach כ5,000 איש ויישם אותם עורב בין בית אל ובין העי מים לעיר. יהושע took 5,000 people, this is an additional 5,000 people, and he placed them as an ambush in between בית אל and in between עי, west of the city. This is an additional 5,000 people to the 30,000 people that he already had set as an ambush, possibly as a reinforcement for the battle. Alternatively, I saw an interesting pirush, that it could be that Yehoshua selected this second group of 5,000 people as a satellite to connect him to the main 30,000 person ambush. It would be too much to have 30,000 people very close to the city of Ai. It would give themselves away. And Yehoshua still has to communicate with them, so he has this smaller ambush of 5,000 people also west of the city, a little closer to the city. Also, I read the last word of the pasuk, la'ir, as it appears in the Keter Aram Sova. Some of you may have a kli uchtiv la'ai. Over here, the Keter Aram Sova, as you could even see it online today, reads la'ir. Vayasimu ha'am et kol ha'machaneh asher misifon la'ir ve'et akivo miyam la'ir vayedach Yehoshua balayla ha'hu betoch ha'emek. And the nation set up their camp, their entire camp, which was north of the city, and its heel, which is the second ambush, west of the city. And Yehoshua slept that night in the valley. When we sit over here, Akevo, this is the second ambush. As we know, the first ambush of 30,000 people already went from beforehand. This is the second ambush of 5,000 people that was set up west of the city. Yehoshua goes this night walks into the valley. Yehoshua himself, as a true general, is going out in the night to maybe collect information, scout out the area in preparation for battle.
Vayhi kiraot melech ha'ai, vayimaharu, vayashkimu, vayetzeu anshei ha'ir likrat Yisrael ha'milchama, hu v'chol amo la'moed lifnei ha'arava, v'hu lo yada ki orev lo me'achare ha'ir.
And it was when the king of Ai saw, he hurried, he got up, he left with all the people of his city towards Israel to fight him and his entire nation, La Mu'ed, at a specific time, or maybe a specific place, towards the Arava, and he didn't know that there was an ambush waiting for him behind the city. Again, La Mu'ed could either mean a specific place where they wanted to fight. That's where the people of Ai wanted the battle to take place. Or it could be a certain time that the king said. And when he said, Lifneh Arava, towards the Arava, Bnei Yisrael were north of the city. And now the battle was heading eastward, towards the Jordan.
Vayinage'u Yehoshua v'chod Yisrael lifnehem vayanusu derech hamidbar.
Yehoshua and all of Yisrael were beaten from in front of them, and they fled towards the desert. Radak explains, when we say they were beaten, that they made as if they were being beaten, and some of them may have even gotten hurt along the way.
Vayizaku kol ha'am asher ba'ai lirdof ahareihem vayiradefu aharei Yehoshua vayinateku min ha'ir.
And the entire nation that was in Ai shouted to muster up the troops to chase after Bnei Israel, and they chased after Yehoshua until they were drawn away from the city.
Velo nishar ish ba'ai uvet el asher lo yasi'u acharei Yisrael vayazvu et ha'ir petucha vayirdefu acharei Yisrael.
And there was not a man left in Ai or in Bet El who didn't come out to chase after Yisrael, and they left their city open and they chased after Yisrael. Right, we see also the people of Bet El, Ai's neighboring city to the west, took part in the chase. They saw how Ai beat Israel in the first battle and joined in on the second fight. Maybe they wanted the honor of beating Israel, maybe they wanted to take part in the spoils. In any case, Bet El, the people of Bet El, also joined in on this chase. It's interesting. We know Bet El was also west of Ai, and Bnei Israel's ambush was also west of Ai. So it's interesting that the people of Bet El didn't see the 35,000 person ambush when they joined the attack. It's safe to say that Yehoshua didn't place the ambush directly in between the two cities. Rather, they were a little south, and Yehoshua, when fleeing, drew them northwards before running east.
Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua, nete bakidon asher beyadecha el ha'ai, ki beyadecha etenenna, vayet Yehoshua bakidon asher beyado el ha'ir.
Hashem told Yehoshua, stretch the spear in your hand towards Ai, for I will deliver the city into your hands. And Yehoshua stretched the spear in his hand towards the city.
והעורב קם מהרה ממקומו, וירוצו כנתות ידו, ויבואו העיר וילכדוה, וימהרו ויציתו את העיר באש.
And the ambush got up quickly from its place, and they ran as Yehoshua lifted the spear, and they came to the city and conquered it, and they quickly set the city on fire. The people ambushing Ai burnt the city just as Yehoshua commanded. Now Ai's army has nowhere to run.
Vayifnu anshei Ai achareihem vayiru vihine ala ashan ha'ir hashamayma velo haya bahem yadayim lanus henna vahenna ve'ha'am hanas hamidbar nehpach el harodef.
And the people of the city of the people of Ai turned around and they saw and there was smoke rising from their city up to the sky, and they didn't have any more strength to run here or here. And the nation, who was fleeing in the desert, now turned to be the pursuers. Right? Bnei Yisrael, who were running, they were fleeing, now are the ones on the attack. I translated Yadayim as they didn't have any more strength to run in any direction. It could also mean they didn't have any place to run to.
V'Hoshua v'chol Yisrael ra'u ki lachad ha'orev et ha'ir v'chi ala ashan ha'ir v'yashuvu v'yaku et anshe ha'ai.
And Yehoshua and all of Yisrael saw that the ambush conquered the city and the smoke rose from the city and they returned and killed the people of Ai.
ואלה יעשהו מן העיר לקראתם, ויהיו לישראל בתווך, אלה מזה ואלה מזה, ויכו אותם עד בלתי שאילו שריד ופליט.
And the people of Israel who were in the city left the city towards the men of Ai, and Israel caught them right in the middle. They were on one side, and the other part of Israel was on the other side, and they killed them until they didn't leave any survivor or remnant.
ואת מלך האי תפסו חי, ויקריבו אותו ליהושע.
And the king of Ai they caught alive, and they brought him to Yehoshua.
ויהי ככלות ישראל להרוג את כל יושבי האי בשדה, במדבר אשר דפום בו, ויפלו כולם לפי חרב עד תומם, וישובו כל ישראל האי, ויקו אותה לפי חרב.
And it was when Israel finished killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the field and the desert that they chased them, and they all died to the mouth of the sword until annihilation. Then Israel returned back to the city Ai, and they put the city to the mouth of the sword.
Vahi chol hanofelim b'yom ahu me'ish ve'ad isha shenem asar alef kol anshei Ai.
And all the people that died that day, from man to woman, were 12,000 people, the entire population of Ai.
ויהושע לא השיב ידו אשר נטע בכידון עד אשר החרים את כל יושבי האי.
And Yehoshua did not draw back his hand that he used to raise the spear until he destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai.
And we said, לא השיב ידו is very similar to what Moshe did in the war with Amalek.
רק הבהמה ושלל העיר ההיא בזזו להם ישראל כדבר אדוני אשר סיבה את יהושע.
Just the animals and the booty of the city Bnei Israel took for themselves, just as Hashem said, as he commanded יהושע.
וישרוף יהושע את העי וישימה תל עולם שממה עד היום הזה.
And יהושע burnt the city Ai, and he put it as a ruin forever until this day.
When it says that Yehoshua burnt the city, either he went back and totally burnt the city, or it could be he's credited with the burning that the ambush burnt beforehand, as he was the one that led the war.
ואת מלך האי תלה על העץ עד עת הערב, וכבו השמש סיבה יהושע, ויורידו את נבלתו מן העץ, וישליחו אותה אל פתח שער העיר, ויקימו עליו גל אבנים גדול עד היום הזה.
And the king of Ai, he hung on a tree until the evening. And as the sun set, Yehoshua commanded, and they brought down his body from the tree, and they threw it in front of the opening of the gate of the city, and they set upon it a heap of stones, a big heap of stones, until this day. At sundown, Yehoshua took down the king's body from the tree.
Radak explains that the law of not leaving a dead body hanging on a tree after the person is killed overnight also applies to goyim in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk there finishes off, right? Lo talin nivlato ala etz ki kavor tikperenu bayom ahu,
And then it finishes off at the end, V'lo titame et admatecha. Right? You shouldn't leave a body hanging overnight on a tree. And the pasuk ends off, and don't be metame your land. So we see that it applies also to anyone being hung in Eretz Yisrael. From here until the end of the perek, we will see the blessings and curses on Har Kirizim and Har Eval. Right, from here, these next Pesukim we'll speak about Yehoshua and Bnei Yisrael fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe in Sefer Devarim, that they go up to Har Eval and build a Mizbeach there, sacrifice Olot and Shelamim, types of Korbanot, write the Torah on the stones there, and have the procession of 6 Shevatim standing on Har Gerizim, the other 6 Shevatim on Har Eval, and reading the Torah over there, the Beracha, and Kilala, the blessings and curses. All this was commanded to Bnei Israel in Sefer Devarim. I'm going to read the commandments from the Pesukim as it's important to give this story its context. The first part I'm going to read from is Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pesukim Kaf Vav until Lamed Bet, and then I'll read from Sefer Devarim, Perek Kaf Zayin, Aleph until Chet. If you could open up, you could follow inside, it's important to see. The beginning of Parashat Re'eh. Re'eh anochi noten lifnechem hayom beracha uklala. Et beracha asher tishme'u el mitzvot Adonai Elohechem asher anochi mesevei etchem hayom. Ve'akilala im lo tishme'u el mitzvot Adonai Elohechem ve'sartem min haderech asher anochi mesevei etchem hayom lalechet acharei elohim acharim asher lo yedatem. Ve'haya ki yeviacha Adonai Elohecha le'aretz asher ata bashama lirishta. When you come to the land, you're going to conquer. V'natata at ha-beracha al har-girizim, v'et ha-kilala al har-eval. Put the beracha al har-girizim, put the kilala al har-eval. Halohema be'aver ha-yarden ha-har-ederech mevo ha-shemesh be'eretz ha-kinani ha-yoshev ba'arava mul ha-gilgal etzel elone more. Giving a exact description of where the place is. Ki atem overim et ha-yarden, lavo la-reshet et ha-aretz, asher Adonai Elohechem noten lachem, virishtem otah, vishavtem bah. Ushmartem la-asot et kol ha-chukim ve-et ha-mishpatim, asher anochi noten lefnechem hayom. So we see the commandment, when they Bnei Yisrael enter into Eretz Yisrael, they need to put the beracha on Har Gerizim and put the kilala on Har Eval. And now to Devarim, Perek Kaf Zayin, the beginning of Perek Kaf Zayin. Vayitzav Moshe v'ziknei Yisrael et ha'am lemor, shamor et kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mesaveh etchem hayom, v'haya bayom asher ta'avru et ha-yarden, el ha'aretz asher Adonai Elohecha noten lach, v'hakem ota lecha avanim gedolot, v'sadta otam basid. Right, set up large stones, coat them with plaster. This should be done the day you walk into Eretz Yisrael. וכתבת עליהן את כל דברי התורה הזאת בעובריך, למען אשר תבוא אל הארץ אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך, ארץ זבת חלב ודבש, כאשר דיבר אדוני אלוהי אבותיך לך. והיה בעובריכם את הירדן, תקימו את האבנים האלה אשר נוכים לסבל אתכם היום בהר עיבל, וסתה אותם בסיד. ובנית שם מזבח לאדוני אלוהיך, מזבח אבנים, לא תניף עליהם ברזל, build a מזבח. Over there on this mountain. Avanim shelemot tivnei et mizbach Adonai Eloheicha, ve'alita alav olot Adonai Eloheicha, ve'zavachta shelamim, ve'achalta sham, ve'samachta lifnei Adonai Eloheicha. Bring korbanot, bring these shelamim. Ve'chatavta al avanim et kol divrei ha-Torah hazot ba'er hetev. And write on these stones the entire Torah, well clarified. And then you can read on, the rest of the perek actually mentions the berachot and kelalot that are going to be said in this perek. Actually, only the kilalot are mentioned, but the berachot were parallel to them. I'll explain a little later on exactly how it was done. All the mefarshim deal with one point, which was Bnei Yisrael were commanded to do this the day they crossed the Yarden. Right now, Bnei Yisrael are at least several days, and a few wars later. Radak explains that these pesukim are out of order, and really Bnei Yisrael did as commanded right when they crossed the Yarden. And en mukdam u'me'uchar b'Torah. Others say that it happened after all the wars, once Bnei Yisrael settled in the land. And the third perush is actually keeping this parasha exactly where it is, and only after Yehoshua conquered Ai and controlled the region of Ephraim was he able to fulfill this commandment. This also explains the travel pattern and wars that Bnei Yisrael fought. They went straight for the center of Israel and fought the battles on the way. Now let's read the Pesukim. Az yivne Yehoshua mizbeach l'Adonai Elohei Yisrael behar Eival. Then Yehoshua built the mizbeach to Hashem, the God of Israel, on Har Eval. Right? Har Eval is right near Shechem in Israel today. It's a mountain approximately 3,050 feet high. פסוק למד א', כאשר ציווה משה עבד אדוני את בני ישראל, ככתוב בספר תורת משה, מזבח אבנים שלמות אשר לא הניף עליהם ברזל, ויעלו עליו עולות לאדוני ויזבחו שלמים. Just as Moshe, the servant of Hashem, commanded Bnei Yisrael, as it's written in the Sefer of Torat Moshe, as it says, Mizbach Avanim, an altar of complete stones, over which iron has not been raised, and Bnei Yisrael brought, they offered Olot to Hashem, and they offered peace offerings. Again, these korbanot, olot, and shelamim were exactly as they were commanded. Vayichtov sham al avanim et mishne Torat Moshe asher katav lifnei bnei Yisrael. And he wrote over there. Yehoshua wrote over there on the rocks the mishne Torah of Moshe that he wrote in front of all bnei Yisrael. Mishne Torat Moshe. In Devarim, we saw the commandment to write Kol Divrei HaTorah Hazot, the entire Torah. And over here it's saying that we wrote Mishneh Torat Moshe. It's either referring to Sefer Devarim, which is referred to as the Mishneh Torah, or it could be parts of Sefer Devarim. Hazal, though, say that they wrote the entire Torah in 70 languages. Rav Saadia Gaon gives an alternative Pirush, and he says that they wrote down the Taryag Mitzvot, the 613 Mitzvot. וכל ישראל וזקניו ושוטריו ושופטיו עומדים מזה ומזה לארון נגד הכהנים הלוויים נושאי ארון ברית אדוני כגר כאזרח חציו אל מול הר גריזים והחציו אל מול הר עבל כאשר ציווה משה עבד אדוני לברך את העם ישראל בראשונה. And all of Israel, their elders, their enforcers, their judges, were standing on both sides of the Aron, opposite the Kohanim from Shevet Levi, who are carrying the Aron, Berit Hashem, converts and citizens alike, half of them were on or near Har Gerizim, and the other half were near Har Eval, just as Moshe Eved Hashem commanded to bless the nation of Israel first. Har Gerizim is a mountain approximately 2,860 feet high south of Shechem. When we say half the tribes were on one mountain, the other half were on the other mountain, we know from Sefer Devarim that the tribes of Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Yosef, and Binyamin were on Har Gerizim, and the tribes of Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zevulun, Dan, and Naphtali were all on Har Eval. The Aron would be in the valley near Shechem, with the Kohanim surrounding it, and the elders and Levi'im surrounding them. They would all turn to Har Gerizim, say the Beracha, right? Blessed is the person who doesn't create an idol, and everyone would answer Amen. Then they would turn to Har Eval and say, cursed is the person who creates an idol, and everyone would also answer Amen. When we said in the Pasuk, Levarech et ha'am Yisrael barishona, they should bless Israel first, it can mean that the Beracha had to come first, and then the Kilalah came. First they would bless the nation, everyone would answer Amen, and then they would mention the curse, and everyone would answer Amen. ואחריכן קרא את כל דברי התורה, הברכה והקללה, ככל הכתוב בספר התורה. And afterwards, he read, Yehoshua read all the words of the Torah, the blessing and the curse, just as it's written in the Sefer Torah. לא היה דבר מכל אשר ציווה משה אשר לא קרא יהושע נגד כל קהל ישראל והנשים והטף והגר ההולך בקריבם. There was not a word from everything that Moshe commanded that Yehoshua did not read in front of the nation of Israel, the women and the children and the converts that walked among them. Radak points out that this sounds like Yehoshua read all of the mitzvot, aseh and lo ta'aseh, in the Torah. With this, we finished the perek. We saw a very strategic battle where Yehoshua conquers Ai after Bnei Yisrael failed to conquer them the first time around. And we saw the beracha and the kilala, the blessings and curses on Har Gerizim and Har Eval, fulfilling the words, the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael.